Okay, today is Yudav Malcheshvan, the 23rd of October. We continue on page Tesvav, top of page Tesvav, in the Mavur Kolei Le'alei Shor. We saw yesterday a very beautiful direction to be drawn right out of the two respective parshas of Kriyat Shema. In the parsha of Yehafta, which is talking about an ideal, a higher, a lechavchila level. You start with Talmud Torah, and then the mitzvos ha'ivarim are sort of just the outer protection. Whereas in the next parasha, which talks about Vesartem, Vavadatem, Elohim Acherim, once you've strayed and worshiped foreign gods, then the mitzvahs of Tefillin, which he's saying really symbolize mitzvahs HaMaisios, bring us back to our senses. We don't feel Ruchnias. So it's first that, what he's calling Diktuk B'mitzvah, then Torah, then Lev, and then you go back and do mitzvahs HaMaisios. That's why the parasha ends with the Chesavtem, which is a beautiful insight into the direction of what the process is. And he says, for us, for sure, it's got to start with Diktuk HaMitzvos. Now let's see section Dalet. Od lona bozed dvarim. We have further words to say here. Ki lo kasher hem nirim shutim ubrurim, hinam nistarim urachokim yitanu adma od. That not as they appear, simple and clear, they are actually not. They are hidden and very distant from us. I'm not sure if he means the coming words or the words we just said. He probably means both. Who from among us has touched even once on the hidden avoda? Halo zohi his batlus kol anigias. Is this not the nullification of all ulterior motives? Heder kol machshava al bnei adam, chevra, olam, da'agu, she'ifa, hova, ba'asid. The absence of any thought about people, society, the world, or the welt, worry, yearnings, present, future. Ach v'rak amitas habari levad. Just and only the truth of the Creator alone. Begamzu lo kedel hasigo, and even this is not to grasp him, to understand him, ela kedel hasbata lefanav, but to nullify oneself before him. That's what avodat tzvuna is. Mi choshev al zeh, mi higiel al zeh, who thinks about this, who's reached this, velula rega, even just for a moment. Lu is like the word halavai. Chumash. Ulam, however, zohi mashma usan shachova salvos. That's the true implication of obligations of the heart. Vizivo matzav hanafshi shel makayim osam. And that's the spiritual position of one who fulfills them. He meets that description that we just read.
So the objective is with his batel, the fun, his batel, the fun.
Yeah, a complete nullification of self. For Hashem, Kutzker used to say a person can say Kriya Shema and think about Hashem Echad. Hashem is the only being, and he nullifies in his mind all the mighty forces of the world. This is nothing, and that's nothing, and that's nothing. Everything is knocked down in front of Hashem except for one thing.
I'm still here.
It's me and God, and he's missing it. So his batlos means I'm also nothing. Achzos Navin, it doesn't mean just humility. It means like a total selfless, yeah, a total selfless focus, avoda. Achzos Navin Gam Anu. But this, we can understand. Harachokim Mikol Zeh, we're far from all of the above. Misha Be'emes Ipam Naga Ba'avoda Tzunazo. That somebody who maybe just once touched on such avoda, the avoda of the hidden. Doesn't quite capture what avoda tzvuna means, but I think we understand. Olam chadosh mezgala bekirba, that a new world is revealed within him. Mamish meiman chadosh ba'omko shel adam, literally a new dimension within the depth of man. Meimad zeh inu nitfas od b'tiru meluliyam. This dimension is no longer grasped with descriptions that are of words. Miyamalel Guru's Hashem is to speak words.
You cannot be grasped by senses, is it right?
You can't put it in words. It's very real, but you can't describe it. It's a new dimension that the words that come from our realm of existence don't don't do justice to, don't describe it. Mitoch avoda, when we learned years ago, Musarav, did we learn that? No, I don't know, the women. Rav Kook and Musaravicha, which is one of his earliest svarim, says that the problem with Sifrei Musar when people learn them is that in a Sefer of Halacha, it could be difficult, like we learn a hard Sugi Gemara, but basically once I got shot, I got it. I'm learning Halacha Sukkah, and it says the wool has to be like this, or like that, it's hard Sugi, but I figured it out. Once you understand it, you understand it. But in Sifrei Yira, when you're reading Sfarim about Yiras Hashem, you can get all the words, I can tell it over to you, I can tell you what he just said, and you don't know what you're talking about, because the words themselves are what Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem, Avodah Tzfuna, all these things, it's almost like algebra. So there's X and there's Y, so I told you the whole thing, but I still don't know, I don't really know what the terms refer to.
Is it ephemeral, reasonable description, or it's not ephemeral, it's just...
Well, Olam Hazeh is ephemeral, but what these words that we're talking about in Olam Haba, the permanent and real things, what they are, we can use the words, but sometimes we don't really know what we're talking about. So somebody who reaches this avoda discovers a whole new dimension within himself that can't be put in words. Mitocha avoda hatzvuna adam omer ala olam elyon. From this avoda tzvuna, he is now able to understand what the olam elyon is. From what he's doing in himself, he understands more of what the higher realms are. Hanoseh es olam hazeh, which carries this world. Kemosh haneshama noseh es haguf, just as the soul carries the body. Remember, there's a parallel in this farm talk about this, and he spoke about it. That just as the neshama is hidden in the, and it's really that Gemara in Brachas, just as the neshama is hidden in the guf, but absolutely maintains the guf and sustains the guf and gives it vitality, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ruchnias, all that is hidden in Olam Hazeh. The Sfarim said the word Olam is from the word Ne'elam. Ayin Lamed Mem means hidden. Hashem is hidden, but he fills it up. He's all over, he's ubiquitous in it. So when a person in himself is able to tap into his neshama, into his avodah tzvuna, he now senses, if you will, a mothership. He understands the existence of Hashem filling the world. That's what that Gemara in Brachos means. The one who has these five things can come and praise the one who has these five things. He's a microcosm. He's a Ze'er Anpin of what Hashem is in the world. Misha Gila is Hanister Ba'atzmo, one who has revealed the hidden within himself, Ba'akvus Ha'avoda Hatzvuna, pursuant to as a result of the Avoda Hatzvuna, Hu Yochel Ladas Ad Kedei Re'iya Chushis as Ha'olam Hanister. He's able to know to the degree of actually seeing, actually perceiving the hidden world. He found the hidden in himself, and now he understands and can sense more of the hidden in the world.
So he's now looking from himself, from within, outside? Or?
The pasuk, Mibsari Echaze Eloka, from my flesh I see God. A human being is called the Olam HaKatan. So what he achieves within his microcosm, within his small world, that's how we're supposed to perceive the larger world. Again, I think these are very elusive concepts. I'm saying it to the best of my understanding. Hashayach la'olam hazeh kemo hashmaylas, and that hidden world is connected to our world, like the heaven to the earth, which is the end of the previous section. Tznan b'perek haroa, it's a mishnah in the last perek of Shabbos. Kol chos me brachos shebamikdash hayomrim ad ha'olam. The conclusion of brachos used to have that they would say min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Baruch Hashem min ha'olam. I'm sorry, it used to just say I'm sorry ad ha'olam forever. Hashem should be blessed forever. Mishakilku hatzidukim, when the tzidukim messed it up, v'amru ein olam ela echad, said olam, so you mean this world? Yiskinu shiu omer min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam, so they had to make a direct reference from this world to the next, from one world to the next. Rashi,
before it was all outside. I mean, it was all.
I think the point is that before everybody knew that this world is just a reflection or a hiding place of the other world. After a certain period of time, the society had devolved enough that you could actually think this is the only world. people, even those who were confused, used to believe in higher realms. So they would never think that there's only one Olam. But the Tzedukim started to say, no, this is it. There's Rashi there. So Ezra and his cohort instituted, they say, Min ha'olam, ad olam, lomar sh'shnei olam ha'siyash. There are two worlds. To correct, the tzedukim would deny tchias ha'meisim. Inyan misbar b'sefer nefesh achayim lagrach mevelajin zechat tzadik v'zorach l'chayel mabah. This matter, what this Mishnah really means, is explained in the Nefesh Achayim. Chaim Velazhin wrote a lot. Most of his writings are lost. They were lost in fires, but what he left for us was like one of the most important and classic windows into Avodas Hashem. He's a little bit of other writings, but Nefesh Achayim is one of the great things we have. So the Mikdash Harishon Shaitz Ashras Hashchina B'Shleimus. In the first place of Mikdash, when Hashem's Shechina was Shleimus, V'Almin Satimin Hayu Mischabrin Im HaNiglos, and hidden worlds were connected with the revealed ones, V'Ra'u Kulam Shehem HaKachada, and everybody saw they're like one. Hayu Omrim Rak Ad HaOlam. So they would just say Ad HaOlam. U'Bayis Sheini Shechosra Chamisha Dvarim. Chazal said they were already missing five miraculous things in the second verse of Mikdash. V'lo kula alma hesigu ha'achdus, and everybody grasped the oneness of the two different worlds. V'kilkul hamakalkalin, and people who cause things to get corrupt did corrupt it. Hiskinu lomar min ha'olam v'ad olam, so they had to make reference to both worlds. V'horos al koponim shaloza olam hu ha'ikar elatafo, to at the very least, to show people this is not the main world, this is the secondary one. It's like a footnote on a footnote in Nefesh HaChaim, where he's quoting from. Really, it's all one. The hidden world and the revealed world. Just like in a human being. When you're talking to somebody, you're talking to his body, you're talking to his soul. They're both there. In the period of the first Beis HaMikdash, they felt with their hands, it was really perceivable, the spirituality of the world. Beis HaMikdash Amar Al Tila, Beis HaMikdash was standing, Ha'is Nevuah, there was prophecy. In that era, it was impossible to deny the existence of the higher realm. Otzmus Ha'argosha Ba'olam HaRuchni Hevi L'Dei Toz Ba'avoda. Very interesting. The might of the sense of the feeling of spirituality brought to mistakes in how to serve. Kitzitzu benetius v'yichasu metzius atzmos lekochas and ruchni and milvado yisparach. Kitzitzu benetius is a term that means to cut the trees, but it's a term where like a deep understanding led people to avodah zara and corruption. But what it corrupted was their avoda, and they started to give independent identity to the spiritual forces aside from Hashem. But nobody was saying there's nothing up there. They just were serving incorrectly. But denying Ruchni was impossible. What he's going to say is later they were so far removed, that's why we don't really have these Yetziharas for Avodah Zarah. People just are caught up in this world is it. That's a different problem. And I think what his point is that we're further removed from sensing the connection between the Ruchni and the Gashmi, and for us it takes more Avodah. Okay, we'll continue.